Hello again, everyone. It's good to have you with us today. Over the last little while, we've been thinking about some famous food brands. Most of them have been very unhealthy. Started by Christians, Coca-Cola, Lyle's Golden Syrup, and of course, Jelly Babies. All very tasty, but not so good for the teeth and not so good for the waistline. But one that is good, Quaker Oats, probably the oldest porridge brand in the world. Now, porridge is very good for you. It's got just the right amount of carbohydrates, fiber, and protein. It's good for lowering cholesterol. It's full of antioxidants, and certainly it's very, very filling. If you get a good bowl of porridge in you in the morning, it sets you in good standing for the rest of the day. But Quaker Oats were started by a man called Henry Parsons Crowell. He had a difficult start in life. He struggled as a young lad with tuberculosis. In fact, his father had died from tuberculosis at the age of 36, but had left the family a small fortune. And so as a young man, Henry Parsons Crowell moved to the western parts of the United States of America during the Wild West era. He had no education, but he was a Christian, and he had a firm faith and a solid trust in the Lord. He became a child of God. He was converted to Christ just whenever he was a young boy. He moved then to the state of Iowa, and there he purchased a farm. A tornado swept through that region and destroyed many farms in that locality. But Henry's farm was probably one of the only ones that was left standing, and people looked on at that and viewed it as being a virtual miracle. So he sold up his farm and then moved to South Dakota. And there he purchased an old Quaker mill. He felt that rolled oats could become America's breakfast. Up until that point, rolled oats were viewed as only being good for feeding horses. But he felt they could become America's breakfast. He knew that they were nutritious, healthy, and if only they could be marketed in the right way, they could feed nations and feed families cheaply. He got married, but tragically, 2.5 years after marriage, his wife died. Initially, his business struggled, but he took his problems to the Lord in prayer. He learned to trust the Lord, and he learned to pray. As Joseph Scriven said, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. So he brought his business needs, his family needs, his financial needs, all before the Lord. And then he began to package his oats in nice boxes, maybe a little bit like this. And soon the boxes were found in supermarket shelves. Well, they weren't supermarkets back in those days, but in shop shelves round about America. And people began to buy them. Then in 1893, the Depression hit. 15,000 businesses in America went bankrupt. Food prices rocketed. But somehow oats remained affordable, and an affordable way to feed the family. By 1908, Quaker Oats was the best known food brand in the world. And Henry Parsons Crowell made an absolute fortune. And for the first 40 years of the business Quaker Oats, he was giving away somewhere between the region of 60 and 70% of all of his income to God's work. You see, whenever he was a young boy, he heard the great preacher D.L. Moody. And D.L. Moody had made this statement, and it had a real impact in the life of young Henry. Mr. Moody said that you should give your life to God. He can do more with it than you can. And young Henry said to himself, I can't be a preacher, but I can be a good businessman. God, if you will let me make money, I will use it in your service. And he kept his vow, he kept his promise. The Bible says it's better that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Many Christian businessmen began to do the same thing that Henry Parsons Crowell was doing. And many other businessmen became Christians as a result of this great man of God's testimony. He gave many Christian causes a lot of money. Moody Bible Institute was funded heavily by Quaker Oats. And it seems the more he gave, the more he prospered. There's an old poem and it says, there was a man, some called him mad. The more he gave, the more he had. And that could be said of the founder of Quaker Oats, Henry Parsons Crowell. He died on October the 22nd, 1943, at the age of 82. He passed away on a train with an open Bible in his hand. What a man of God, what a challenge, and may the Lord help us to honour him in all things. God bless you, and thanks for joining us.